Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Morning, Dave. How's it going?
Good. I'm excited to chat to you because we've met loads of times. We've hung out at different things. We've been at sporting events and all that kind of stuff. But I've never actually had you on my show, which seems like a crying shame.
I know. I'm very sad. And I'm an avid listener. My aunt is an avid listener. So she'll have no doubt be tuning in.
Well, we better give your aunt a shout out properly. What's her name?
Veronica.
Well, you tell Veronica I said a big hello and she's an absolute legend.
She'll faint. She'll faint at the excitement, Dad, isn't it?
Come here. Look, you are a sports journalist. You're somebody, as I said, I've met in lots of these arenas. You cover everything. But one of the things that I think is so brilliant and so important is grassroots sport, right? So I'm a coach. I go on about this all the time. It's my favorite thing I've done as a grown up is coach football. And I'm kind of evangelical about it. I want everyone to get involved because it's so important. But you know, there's a lot of people that feel like me, but there's a lot of people who, you know, or a lot of clubs, I should say, who don't have as many people like me or like you or whoever who are so enthusiastic about these things and will give whatever they can, time or effort or whatever it is. But sometimes these grassroots clubs need a dig out, and you're working with a company called Flutter who've got a hell of a bursary to give out to grassroots clubs.
Yeah, it's funny that you say it. I remember when you were going on about coaching, I remember I was contemplating coaching and I said it to a few like mentors in our club and they were like, Jesus, Joanne, you're a lovely person, but no, you're a psycho. So that ruined my coaching career very fast and lively. And like you said, like, it's funny, like the enthusiasm is real. You know, my nieces, they would do sports day. They have no interest in sports and I'd be the one sent out to go look at them and watch them run. And like, no word of a lie, like I'm tagging all the like international Irish sprinters. I'm like, can you just look at her form? And they're like, no, but she's seven. And I'm like, no, but like it starts now. Like the training starts now.
How does she develop fast twitch muscles before she's eight? Come on, guys.
Yeah, like Olympics by 10. Like, what are we doing? Medal by 14. Like, it's not that hard. But no, like you said, I've teamed up with Flutter, who are doing an incredible campaign called Cash for Clubs at the moment. So it's basically a community. It's a community grant system, I suppose, that they're running. And I think this year they've had the highest ever that they've ever had, which is €500,000 that they're looking to spread across as many adult sports clubs as possible. So I think it's funny that the two of us are referencing children and, you know, us growing up for our nieces, daughters, whatever it may be. But we forget about ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I go to the gym, I do recreational, you know, tip away, whatever I want to do. But, you know, it's, as you were saying about the coaching, it's not just the physical benefits or children being scarred. It's the mental benefits that you get. It's the communication, it's the socialization, it's,
yeah,
you know, I'm sure for you agree, learning how to, teaching them how to win and lose with respect, you know, and
totally
being able to bounce back, and that resilience. And you know, it's actually so, it's so funny, like the amount of older 18 plus that I would see kind of joining clubs now, like it is mildly concerning that some of them wouldn't have the simple like catch, kick and kind of fist pass or, you know, whatever it is, skills. And I think we're kind of losing that bit by bit as our lives get busier, you know, as we have jobs, we have this, we have that. And I think we're not choosing ourselves. So that's why I think, you know, this initiative is so good, because it focuses on the actual forgotten group, which is us as adults, because we forget about ourselves as well.
And it's such an important thing as well. I know from being part of it as a coach, there are over 35s teams, there are senior teams, you know, whether it's Gaelic for Mothers and Others, there are so many things that are available. But like you said, it's getting that participation level up. You are currently studying, am I right? You're studying to be a lawyer.
I'm studying to be a solicitor.
A solicitor,
yeah.
Sorry.
No phone calls, guys. I'm still not qualified.
Okay. But this is someone who, was there some kind of criminology before you switched to journalism in your university scenarios?
I know, I'm such a reference for people who are getting their second choice CEO right now. They're like, she's had multiple career changes. Yeah, like Madonna only, just she doesn't know what she wants to do. Yeah, I started in criminology initially, which was kind of law-based. So I did human rights law, criminal law, European and global rights as well. So very interesting. Sports is obviously something that I was always passionate about. I'm still, you know, in UCC, turning up to Sigerson games, Fitzgibbon, you know, whatever was going on, you know, on the bus up to, you know, Ulster University or wherever it may be in Jordanstown, just to follow the team. And I remember it wasn't until I moved abroad to York on a study abroad program, York in England. And I remember they were telling me, oh, we do this thing called Roses, where we face off against Lancashire.
Right.
So it's like the Oxford Cambridge thing.
Yeah,
and that's what I was expecting. Like, and I turned up and I was like, so what games are you playing? And they were like, Quidditch and like all this kind of stuff. And I was like, sorry. And they were like, what? Are you from a sportsy college? I was like, I was like, skull and crossbones till I die, baby. You know, like, what are you on about? And they were like, what are you on about? And I left, not saying I left in the temper, but I was like, this is what we're doing. Like, this isn't
Quidditch.
sports. It was insane. It was the most, and they were like, we're not a sports college. It's like, I gathered. You know, but, you know, like that thing, it wasn't until I got back where I was like, Jesus, actually sports helped me so much when I was in college in terms of getting to know people, you know, trying to figure out what I want to do, joining teams, you know, different kind of stuff like that. And I suppose the one thing that I always, you know, point out is that when I turn up at a team, so if I turned up probably at your like little soccer team, they'd probably look at me and they'd say, but she's got no limbs, Dave, like she can't play. And like, duh, that's the obvious thing, but like I can do so much more. And I think
Absolutely.
that's the point of initiatives like this. It's to showcase that we can do so much more without just focusing on what can someone contribute on the pitch, but what they can contribute off the pitch as well.
That's brilliant. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Right. Joanne, I'm intrigued by your Instagram. Like the other day you were on and you were following NFL straight away. Like it's on your back. Is there a sport you don't like other than Quidditch? Is there a real sport you don't like?
It's funny, like when I worked in the Irish Times, we had to do women's sports. So that was every sport known to men. And I remember my I wouldn't say my worst nightmare, but one of my worst nightmares came where they said, oh, Joanne, the Irish women's cricket team are making great strides. Would we do something? And I was like, sorry. And they were like, yeah, because it's women's. And I was like, oh, no. Like,
cricket.
I don't understand cricket. Like, what are you on about? So it was really funny. I remember I turned up. It was like, I asked them, would they do like an interview? Just honestly, like asking the captain of the Irish women's cricket team, would you mind telling me what you do before you actually do the thing you're going to do? And I said, would you mind if this is the interview? And they were like, yeah, no bother. So I did the interview and I haven't a clue what I was asking. I was like, look, like what's going on? Like what's doing? And in fairness to poor old Laura Delaney and former coach Ed Joyce, they explained it so simply that people were messaging afterwards going, that was the best interview I ever heard. Like, I've never heard cricket be so simple. And I was like, yeah, totally. Yeah, I agree. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, it's posh.
Of course, I've known it all along. Yeah.
Come on, like, guys, like, come on, get with the times. So it's funny, like, I'll actually get into something when you need me to get into something, which is a sad thing. So I remember when I was asked to do the Paralympics and they were like, look, like it could go from athletics to murder ball, which is wheelchair rugby, to wheelchair basketball. It can go to anything. And I was like, I'm game. Like if you need me to tell you someone's blood type or their like life story, like I'm so there. Like, you know, me and my friends, we've WhatsApps dedicated to this. Like, this is what we've been waiting for.
Oh, that's so great. And how did you enjoy the Paralympics? Like, obviously, as a sporting spectacle, it was incredible. But as someone who was there on the ground in France and Paris, like, how did you feel about it? You know, I suppose with so many hats on, you've got your like disabled, I need accessibility hat. You've got your I'm a sports journalist hat. You've got your proud Irish woman hat. Like you've so many kind of things that you're approaching an event like that. So overall, how did you find it?
Yeah, you're actually dead on because I think so the first kind of few days I was there, kind of getting myself together, trying to figure out what I was doing. We were mainly stationed in the village and the village, the Paralympic village. So the Paralympic Village obviously is the Olympic Village. So they converted the Olympic Village and put ramps and everything in for everyone. All the people, all the staff working in the village themselves all got training in like accessibility awareness and stuff like that. But a lot of the stuff was stuff that you see is common sense. So I remember one day I went into the shop just to get a sandwich in between events. And this blind person, a blind individual came in and he had the stick and straight away the shop assistant got up to assist him. Like there was nothing said, there was no questions asked, there was nothing asked. She just did it off her own back and whatever. She said, are you okay? He said, I'm fine, thank you. And he went off. So you see the amount of independence, I think, that kind of is in there. The other thing is you meet other people who are missing limbs as well.
Right.
And you're able to share like mad stories. You're like, does this thing happen to you as well? Like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, no.
Well,
way.
Hang on, I'm intrigued. I want to know one of these mad stories that you might share with somebody else.
So my mad story, my only cool war wound is that on my left hand, I have a huge scar and it's from when the bone, literally the bone grew through the skin of my hand
because
I was growing,
skin.
My bones are growing too quickly. And that's a part of having no limbs, is missing your limbs, is that bones tend to grow through the skin.
Of course.
Yeah, so to this day, I was 14 when it happened. I like to tell everyone it was an old arm wrestling injury because it sounds so much better than my bone just going through puberty hit too fast. So that's one of them. There's another, hope people who are missing limbs were saying that they have, so say like they've like flaps over their skin where the bone would be. So certain areas of your knee, there'd be a bit of loose hanging skin. And a couple of people were saying to me, like, do you find that like certain flaps like smell? And I was like, oh my God, all the time.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I've
that's
discovered as well, that we've all got these smelly flaps in different locations. So yeah, it's not great. Because I know you don't do the washing legs. So
no.
Like, this is my key here now to this is that, don't, if touch wood, Dave, No pressure or anything, but don't come to me if you have smelly flats.
I promise I won't. I promise I won't.
I
And
warned
yeah,
you.
you did. You gave me advance notice. Didn't you meet, and wasn't there an Australian woman who has the same condition as you, Total Amelia? And she, didn't you meet her at, and you had been communicating for years?
Yeah, myself and Monica have been communicating for the last 20 years. Yeah, Monica. Yeah. Monica looked like my mom. It was very I, you know, when you kind of think like, oh, surely everyone with no limbs kind of looks the same. I have to say, like, you know, my parents can claim me because I'm a tiny individual compared to the rest of the people who have no limbs. Like, I am a teeny. You know, when you meet people, you're like, oh my God, like that's, oh my God, you're like three times my size. Oh my God. But no, Monica is so funny. Like, Monica had such a crazy life. Like, Monica used to go shark diving in her spare time over in Australia. So her joke would be like, sure, what else could they get? You know, like there's not much left of me, you know? So that was Monica's big joke. She told me now that she stopped it since. She's in her 60s now, so she's like, I had to get some bit of common sense into me. But it's so fascinating to see, like, you know, just how, you know, different we all are. Tina is another girl who lives in England. So Tina initially gave me the heads up about the growth spurt that was going to happen to me. Tina's, we call Tina like kind of the rock star. She's got, you know, last time I saw her, she had pink and blue hair. I think, yeah, pink and blue hair. And she's got tattoos. So like all her limbs are, all her missing limbs are like kind of tattooed. So it is really, really
Incredible.
funny to like see us all. Yeah.
And you mentioned your parents there. Your dad is someone I've met at least twice, I think, at different events. He is the most enthusiastic sports person, and his love of being behind the scenes and meeting people is just so infectious. Every time I see him, I love chatting to him.
But I know my he's 70 now, and people are like, "You still bring your father around?" Like, yeah, like I think that's the point. He's going for another knee operation at the end of the month, so it's kind of funny because he keeps complaining about his knees, and I'm like, "But I don't have knees." Like, you know, you're complaining to the wrong person, you know. And I know like the lads and the girls in our club be like looking, hearing our dynamic, being like, "God, they're very strange the way they talk
I love the way you
to each
talk
other."
to each other. And over your shoulder, I can see it. The listeners can't, but I can see Bruce. He's looking out the window. He's by your side the whole time. Bruce, I should point out, is your dog, of course. But he's such a beautiful animal.
Yeah, Bruce, yeah, sometimes I don't feel, Bruce, what's on TV? There's a TV behind us and he
He's
watches
looking
TV
straight
all
at
the
it,
time.
yeah.
So Bruce, my Hungarian Vizsla, and they're called Velcro dogs. But little did I know I'm a Velcro person
So you
because I
Velcro each
remember
other.
I'm Velcro to Bruce. It was the first time Bruce had to go away to doggy daycare for a hotel stay when I was working. I cried. I
Aww.
was like, oh, Bruce is okay. And then Bruce came back and he was like, what? Like,
Was
I'm your
fine.
friends. It was fine. But yeah, Bruce is my pride and joy. He's 3 years old. I don't think a day goes by without maybe 500 pictures of Bruce being taken at once, to be honest. We play
Fantastic.
football now. We
Oh,
play
really?
football now. We do. We play football now. So we have a big plastic ball for Bruce. We put the ball in between the two front wheels of the chair and I drive and he barks and barks and barks and then I let it go down a hill and then he kind of nudges it on with his nose.
Way.
So we think he's going to be on the Cork Footballers next year.
I think he'd be a good addition, in fairness. You also had a brilliant moment recently. I think it was on, we call it Twitter, it's X or whatever, where you mentioned that you were going to run for president. This was taken literally by some people in some camps, whereas for you, it wasn't literal. You were being hilarious as usual.
I think my favorite was a colleague, a former media colleague, going, at least you know what a judicial review is. And I was like, if I didn't know what a judicial review is after all these years, my law firm would sack me at the very minimum. Yeah, I'm 29. I think people don't realize. I actually, now, dare we speak of it, this is maybe more shout out for Cathal
Go on.
on your team rather than me, but I was at the Cork hurling dinner after RIP gone but not forgotten. And I was talking to a guy in Micheál Martin walked by. And some guy said, Joanne, you should run like for president. And Micheál Martin was like, well, no, she's 29. I was like, well, he knows my age, you know. Yeah, no, it's a funny one, isn't it? It's I thought it'd be kind of very amusing. I thought when Joanna Donnelly kind of went, giving me a very similar name, I thought, you know, now here's my chance to like
Muddy the
join in.
water, yeah.
Like she could have taken Give Me Hope, Joanna, no bother as her theme song. Like I would have had to have found something else, which is okay, but I'll do my best.
As you always do. Before I let you go, I know you're a fan of a bad joke. So could
Hit
we,
me.
if you're up for it, could we try a joke against each other? Just see if one of us can make the other one laugh.
I was gonna say, like, I have an NFL one, so I don't
Oh, amazing.
know. Is that okay if that works for you?
Well, it'll probably go over my head, and if it's too specific, if it's like, you know,
it's a bit specific. It's I tried it last night on
you know
a
what?
friend, and
try
they were
it and
like,
we'll see how it goes. How about that?
So I think if anyone watches NFL, they would know that the Miami Dolphins quarterback is a guy called Tua. And I like to say that all the Miami Dolphins fans are members of QAnon, like
QAnon.
QAnon.
Okay, I'll give you a sporting one. I actually spotted Ronnie O'Sullivan in my local garden centre yesterday. He was eyeing up a plant. I swear she's laughing. I swear she's laughing.
I think we need like a night together story just to
Yes,
tell, jokes,
definitely.
because like the one that always lives, even Bruce is leaving. He's so
Yeah, Bruce has had
disgusted by
enough of
that,
both of
my
our
headphones.
jokes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think like the one that always li lives rent, free in my head, which is, what do you call a fish with no eyes?
No.
Shh.
Okay, what do you call a pig with three eyes? Pig. we could do this all day, but we shouldn't.
And
If
Dave Moore's listenership has gone down significantly in the last 10 seconds.
someone is involved with an adults grassroots sporting club, and they're excited about the fact that Flutter have got £500,000 to invest into these clubs, what should they do?
Yeah, so the current application process is open from the 8th of September to the 8th of December. All cultures should know that is the day we go to Dublin shopping. I think that's how we should all remember this. So basically, they have to go online to cash, like dash, the number 4, dash clubs, .com, and all the application process will be there. But I think it's important to kind of highlight to everyone that this is for adults only. So anyone over the age of 18 plus. So whether you're a sports club, charity organization, organizing yoga for people who are sick, people with disabilities, whatever it may be, whatever you want, apply, because you just don't know if you're going to be lucky. As the lotto motto goes, if you're not in it, you can't win it.
That's fair. Absolutely brilliant advice as always. Right, next time I demand you come into the studio and we'll just spend 15 minutes telling jokes to each other. Deal?
Deal. I'm all about it.
Okay, amazing. Joanna Reardon, thank you very much for taking the time. Really appreciate it. Big hi to Bruce and your dad. And I'll talk to you soon.
See you soon.
All right, bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.